Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And each week we find someone of interest to talk about it. And this week we've got many people because we're at a bar in, I was going to say Rosebud. We're at a bar in Melbourne, which is near Rosebud, you guys. I think Rosebud's the heart of Melbourne, personally. But we're in a bar for a bit of a podcast meetup. And go through, everyone should introduce themselves and then we'll...
I thought it was you. It's Josh Chapman from Star Wars Spelt Out.
And I'm Philip from a Dark Crystal podcast called Trial by Stone.
Oh, Dark Crystal.
It's Chris Fresh from Geek Dudes, and it's been 3 minutes since my last drink.
I'm Julian James, and I didn't even know I was going to be on air, so I'm very happy to be here.
It's Catherine Neen here. Hello, everyone.
And it's Jonesy from Geek Dudes. Hey, hey, it's a podcast. And Keeping Up with the Joneses, trademark Chris Fresh.
You just strategically waited to say that while Chris had a drink in his mouth then, so we couldn't correct you, but you actually mentioned
it. I was ready, Josh, like the drink was going to go straight down and go, damn straight, it's copyrighted Chris Fresh, because I want that lucrative Keeping Up with the Joneses cash.
So we're here back in Melbourne for a couple of days. I missed Force Friday. Mm. When I think of Force Friday, Chris Fresh, I think of anger adventures and no toys. I think of ranting in my car on the way home. How did you... You're a glutton for punishment. You just keep going back for more.
I am. Funny thing is, I knew you had a tour of duty with Harrison, so it probably wouldn't have worked out, but a part of me wanted to reform the band and let's get Steph, let's get me and you, and let's go out and get disappointed by some dollies and get angry at what we don't find. And instead of Steel, I took my younger son, Hunter. Upgrade. Just for the record, as much as I love the Colonel. And we didn't have a success. Like, we had Knox-like visions as I went through Eastland Shopping Centre and was finding nothing. Like, there was Galaxies of Adventure. There was no... All I wanted was a Black Series Mando. And we had no luck there. And like a typical junkie, I said to my kids, I reckon we can go to one more shopping centre and I reckon we just might find something.
If you're a typical junkie, you'd say... I reckon we could go to one more shopping centre.
I loaded the kids up and took them to Lilydale Market Square, which is the worst shopping centre on earth. And we drove down there and we walked in and little Steph's eyes lit up as mine did as we walked into Big W and there was the mother load of Black Series figures. And I was like, look at this. And Steph was like, Daddy, is this what you wanted? And I said, yes, princess. And I plucked out that Mandalorian and she got her a Rey Galaxy of Adventures and Hunter got himself a Chewie and Force Friday actually still was a win.
Nice!
A shocking win. And I was just saying to Josh, who has been on the hunt for Star Wars figures, that Zing had let us down, Josh. But I went into Zing in the city with the great Julian James, who said, you don't want to go to Zing. They never refresh their stock. It's a waste of time.
Zing's like a Hot Topic. Or
yeah, it is.
It's an EB Games spin-off.
Ah, okay.
Which is a GameStop in Australia.
Yeah.
And I went down there, and they had white-boxed Day 1 Black Series figures on display.
I went in there on last Friday and went in, and they had a little display of stuff, and they had a few vintage, and they had the X-Wings, and they had the lightsabers, and the only Black Series they had was that Jedi Luke, which I was like, I can't believe that this is even in this country. Mm. I'll pay $40 for Jedi Luke. I want
40
that.
Is stiff, though.
It's stiff, though, yeah. And then a couple of Kmarts had Black Series for $30, so I got the Rey, and then you can't get the carbonized stuff anywhere, though, so I ordered 4 carbonized Mandalorians from a site in the UK, because I have a UK bank account still from when I lived there, so I've got one for Fresh and one for Andy, one for me, and one
That's
for
a good brother.
The shelf. So
what is the carbonite What is that, like they've got a frosty
paint
vintage?
Yeah, it's sort of like
still,
the paint on it.
You're with me on this a little bit of weak gimmick. You know, like...
But it, weak but working.
I don't... Like, he sucked me in because he's like, I can get as a carbonized Mandalorian. And I was like, I don't know why I want it, but Chapman, I'm in. Like, I am in.
Because I saw in, like, on the box, like, online, it said, like, carbonated. And I was like... Like, I was looking for the block of carbonite behind... Like, I thought it came with, like, a carbonited bounty or something like that. But did anyone else get any Force Friday action?
I didn't even know it was Force Friday. I'm sure it was great.
Catherine, did you get anything?
Nothing.
Catherine's holding her powder for the Cassian series Force Friday. Force Cassian Friday.
All Cassian all the time. No, I was around Southland with my niece because we went to see a movie and, yeah, just looking at the displays and my niece was going, yeah. Well,
how old's your niece, Catherine?
9.
How good's dragging around children that aren't necessarily into what you're into but going, damn it, we're going on an adventure?
It's been easy for me because my daughter's 4, but Frozen 2, all the Frozen 2 merch came out at the same time.
It did.
So I'm going, hey, let's go look at toys. And she can just go look at the Frozen 2 merch. And she goes, oh, look, there's Ray. She likes Ray. And then, I can drag her to like 50 different stores. And she's
so
cool.
Is she excited for Frozen 2?
She is, but we watched the trailer because the trailer dropped. And I went, oh, but new Frozen trailer. I got a treat for you if you get in your pajamas and clean your teeth. And
they debut that on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, that's true. They're a lot more transparent about when it was coming out.
I've got...
But the Frozos are against the non-Frozos. There's a whole thing.
I've been thinking about Truco lately, actually. I'm thinking about sending him some stuff to get signed. Such warm memories of... is it Mike Truco? Is that who it was?
Yeah, what drove me...
I know we're saying his last name.
We definitely are. What drove me crazy with you doing that, that's for classic Steel Wars listeners of Steel's Adventure, was, dude, you could have torrented the trailer, I think, at the time and not had Truco, but you somehow got the Truco cut and I didn't get that cut of it. Like, he wasn't involved in my experience.
No, he was on the torrent.
Was he?
Yeah.
See, I didn't get him on mine.
I got the truth.
Yeah, the first rip.
Yeah. I love how we're so Australian that we had to torrent a trailer just to see it. But
well,
now we get
I
on
had
YouTube.
To do it, so it was the safest way to not see any imagery. Quite often, if you're not there for the premiere, like for The Force Awakens with the Falcon reveal, then when you went to like the splash page, it would have the Falcon, and I remember going, oh, if you hadn't seen that yet, like that's the, you know, the gem at the end of that first teaser. So that's why I'd always go the torrent, because no imagery.
So Steel, now that we've got you here and you're Mr. Inside, you know, you're Hollywood Colonel Steel Saunders.
You've got such a deluded image of my life.
Like, have you remained, like, how are you heading into The Rise of Skywalker? Are you spoiler free? Do you know a lot of stuff? Like, where are you at, my friend?
I don't know as much as I could.
Did you know Pelps was going to laugh when you watched that trailer? No, okay.
You got to see the video. You did, like, I put up like the video, like the reaction.
Yep.
And my face is just like, wow, how did this happen? But I had not a Force Friday thing, but it was like the residue of Force Friday. First of all, I've seen those Galaxy of Adventure figures, and I think they're awesome.
Harry would love them in a couple of years.
Harry's at an age where, like, he got a, he's only one, and for his birthday, he got some stuff with dinosaurs on it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Harry loves dinosaurs. And I'm like, oh, no, that's just that's my fan fiction about him. But I wish they were just the figures, like, if they were just a little bit more realistic, I reckon you'd have a real, like I'd be into it a lot more. I'm definitely going to get, like, the Luke Skywalker one. Jedi.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not out yet, though.
No, it is. Go down to... it was at Zing. Like,
no, not the Black Series.
Yeah.
The Galaxy of Adventures
one. Oh, no. Sorry, the Black Series... Jedi.
I mean, you're operating on another level. Sorry. Like, we're downgrading. Like, the best was when Hunter went up and he grabbed the Chewie. And I said, you can have Chewie, buddy. And he goes, but I want Santa to bring it to me. And my heart melted. It was like, buddy, you can have this and ask Santa for something else. And I could see him doing and throwing. And he was like, oh, okay. And he was so excited to open up his Chewbacca. But like from a kid's perspective, they're actually really cool toys. They're playable. They're of a different scale, but it's we that need to let go of that, because 3¾, me personally, have always found too small. And it's what led me to He-Man. Was when I was a kid, you'd see little G.I. Joes or little Star Wars toys, and I'd be going, they're pretty small, but look at this He-Man. Yeah, like,
I agree with the size of the He-Man, because I remember when I was a little kid and you had to decide, like, later on if you're going to play Star Wars or He-Man that day, me and my friend Rocky Finnegan, if we were in a real rough and ready mood, they're always He-Man, because, you know, you could really battle them in. But I think that the scale is a lot better, the Galaxy Adventure scale.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing, like Clone Wars era, and it was just like the toys, they look so narrow and fragile. It's like a kid, it seems painful for them to have to, like, it was they were made too intricate if you're a little kid to play with.
I just want to say I support the movement for one universal scale of action figures.
Across
enough
all
is enough.
Figures.
Yeah, yes, please. Can we agree on a scale?
Unification of figures.
Yes.
Is that, well, your, this is that a your movement. Platform that we're voting on?
That is.
Vote one, James.
I'm putting it out there, and I'm ready for some support from all of you.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Are they quite robust, those Galaxy Adventures ones? Like, do they feel like they can be chucked around a bit and when they're out of the box?
Yeah, they're definitely playable. Like, because when I was a kid, I didn't have a lot of Star Wars toys. Like, I had the Weequay, which I won in a terrible Star Wars cosplay contest. But I also had Snaggletooth, and I had
a very negatively promoted Star Wars cosplay contest.
I had a LJN Junkyard Dog, and I used to pretend Snaggletooth would pilot it like Voltron, and it would actually, Junkyard Dog was like this giant Voltron that would play around. It's like, kids don't really play like that these days.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Hunter got his Chewie and he was all excited and stuff, and then it was like, Mario Kart Tour is on iPad, and that's what I want to play with now.
You've got, your kids are a little bit older, obviously.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw an actual kid play Star Wars with Star Wars toys. I can't think of the last time I actually saw one in person actually doing it.
But you know how, like, Angry Boys complain that there's, like, Star Wars, the toy, they're not, like, the toy section's so big.
Yeah.
Like, it's so little now.
Yeah.
But you go there, and every, like,
everything.
Every franchise, like, wrestling's only got, like, four, like, they're just action figures, yeah, are like,
there was an angry video or tweet some dude put up, was just like, look what the toy section has become. There's like two Star Wars things, a whole section of Fortnite toys. Look at all these Fortnite toys. I went to Kmart the other day. All the Fortnite stuff is on clearance. Nobody has bought a Fortnite toy. Like, nobody. Like,
I don't even know what I know it's a video game. I don't know what sort of video game it is, but I know all my friends that have got kids under a certain age are trying to keep it secret from them.
Mm.
Like, it's like they don't want them to find out
about
drugs, alcohol, and Fortnite.
Yeah, it's addictive. They've cracked the code. It's like they've used some algorithm to go, like, give you enough gameplay to just keep wanting more, and it's free. It's actually, to play it is absolutely free. It's when you want to buy, like, a funny hat or a different outfit.
Is it named after how long you play it at a time?
Yeah, how long you're awake for. I mean, how long you get grounded for when you throw your PlayStation at your mum because she tries to take it away from you.
As a teacher of teenagers, it is just rampant. You know, the number of kids who just stay up all night, you know, playing Fortnite is just massive.
Like, can't you kids get into pornography or something where you at least get some sleep?
Now, Catherine, as an educator of teenagers, do you agree with Whitney Houston that children are our future? Teach them well and let them lead the way?
Some.
Or do you agree with the theory of her husband, Bobby Brown, that ain't nobody humping around?
Answer the question, Catherine.
Oh, there's some dodgy kids out there. Kids you just look at and go,
The kids, like, are kids that you teach, are any of them talking Star Wars? Is there any Star Wars talk at all?
At my school, not really. There are some, and a lot of them know I'm heavy into it, so they'll talk to me about it.
But is it considered to be like a thing that older people are into?
Well, again, because where I teach, it's mostly first-generation Australian and second-generation, so they're not really, they don't have that background, and of course, it's it's not so much in the countries that, where they've come from, so they don't have that history with it.
Oh. They didn't go down for Ranger Solo.
We're going to fool China one of these days.
But this is my post-Force Friday magic moment. I was in Rosebud Target, and I was...
I thought it was a Kmart at Rosebud.
No, there's both.
Oh, upgraded. Kind of yeah.
We lost our Red Rooster, though.
Oh, really?
That was our first big franchise.
Because Steel, for those that don't know, Steel grew up in that area, but I would holiday in Tuk-Guruk, which was, I'd be one of those annoying summer tourists that would come down for the carnivals and New Year's Eve.
No, no, no. He'll probably beat you up as a
child. I was the opposite. Like, all the bogans would be like tourists, and I'm like, what are you talking about? They're the only, like, they're the things that make the town bearable for 2 months a year. Like, get them down. It's exciting.
There's a little kid called Chris who wants to talk Star Wars.
I'll have you know, Josh Chapman, I made love for the first time on the foreshore at Tuk-Guruk. Very romantic.
I'll look for the statue.
that could have been with me.
It was the best Force Friday ever.
Summer loving. Had me a blast. But yeah, so I was in Target. I was perusing the Star Wars toys, as is mandatory. Even though I don't buy them, I've got to check them out with the backs of the packet and stuff. And they had a very well-stocked lightsaber section, toy lightsabers. They had Luke Skywalker's green lightsaber. And they had a little kid version. And I was in there with Harry, and I was like, oh yeah, let's check this out, see if he's into this. So I get it off, and they're not in boxes. They're just on a little card.
Yep.
And he held it at the hilt and then worked out the red button could turn it on. And I'm in the aisle at Target. Target's dead. And there's no one around. And I'm just like, it just ignited the green.
And then you stood on top of the shelf and flipped him off. So he did a little flip while he was holding it.
I should have, actually. But then on the package, it says, I am a Jedi, like my father before me. And I'm in Target. Jackie's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, turn on the green light, says this. And I'm like, are we buying this? And I'm like, yes.
So now that you've relocated to the Hollywood Hills, is it hard to come back to Australia? Like, are we missing out here, Steel? Or, like, do America, is it the land of opportunity when it comes to Star Wars collectibles? Or is it pretty even par now that Toys R Us has collapsed that Australia doesn't really miss out on a lot?
I don't know, because it's so patchy. It seems like the figures just come out and then there's nothing for 6 months. Mm. So it's, yeah, I don't see. I think when it's like, when it rains, it pours.
Ooh.
And then apart from that, it's pretty like just leftover like Kira's and Snoke's.
Have you seen a sweet...
Not Kira. No, Jyn Erso.
Have you seen a sweet Sunset Boulevard Mandalorian billboard yet? That's what I'm waiting for.
No, I've seen like Galaxy's Edge ones, but they're sort of like... We're sort of used to them. But no, I haven't seen... Oh, that's going to be soon. That's one of my favorite Star Wars traditions in LA. There's this massive building on Sunset Boulevard up near where you guys would go and like go to all those rock and roll clubs and stuff.
We don't talk about that on this sort of podcast.
I was trying to reference it and keep it like, I was just like, how do I reference where this is without having to edit the podcast by what you guys get up to? But there's this massive building, like a 10-story building that Disney kind of owns, like it's always a Disney advertisement, and so it's just like this giant like 10-story high poster. And yeah, I guess pretty soon. When's Frozen come out though? That might
I defer to Chapman on this.
Next
one
next couple of weeks, November, mid-November.
Oh, so maybe,
and then late November in Australia,
midnight screening.
I don't think Olive will be up for it. She's only four. She's a bit freaked. Just to double back to your question, we did show the trailer and she was a bit like, this is a bit intense. Like, the trailer is quite like, there's danger coming, there's danger, there's danger, there's danger. And she's a bit like, whoa, this is, I'm just here for the let it go.
Violet's not up for an Empire magazine with Anna on one side and Elsa on the other.
I could tell you my Frozen theory, but I'll save it for the next one. But she'll, we'll probably try and go, but it'll be a matinee during the day, you know, kind of thing. But
I'm bummed not to turn this into the Frozen cast, but Steph was of that age that I remember when we first watched Frozen and Elsa changed her dress and Steph just went Like, it was this amazing moment. And I don't think she cares that another Frozen's coming out.
She's just, all her friends are all on it. They're all in their Elsa dresses. It's just the grip. I can't quite crack the code. It's just a combination of princesses and power and songs. And
is Olive in Kinder?
Yeah, she's in a daycare thing. She's in
Steph was in Kinder, we called it the Princess Posse. Like, you didn't want to mess with that gang.
Yeah, well, they had like a disco at their Kinder the other day. I'm like, oh, great, disco. We'll get you in your disco gear. You know, we'll get you some, like, your pink thing and this and your headband and your sunnies and disco. Here we go. And then Kat messaged me when I got to work. She's like, yeah, Olive got there and all the girls were in their Frozen dresses, so we had to drive it back and get her Frozen dress.
So just before we go to do our wrestling stuff, Paul Jones, you have been collecting Masters of the Universe, but did Star Wars fever grip you at all, Paul Jones?
Well, I didn't really participate in Force Friday, mostly because I have spent way too much on He-Man lately, but mostly it's been sort of kept to pop vinyls currently, I think. Because I was never really a Black Series collector, although my nephew, shout out to Mitch, because I know what he's going to say. My nephew, I think, is going to get some severe RDS because it's his birthday later this month and he wants a lot of Star Wars.
It's interesting with He-Man and you guys, like, I'm like super up for the He-Man revival and I will consume all the media, not the products, but like you've got this resurgence, and you know Johnny Grasso.
We've grabbed Grasso.
They're all buying your rubber jointed legged figures, but you're not. Have you been watching? Like, are you just buying the old figures and then for content just living off your memories, or have you hit up a bit of Filmation, like cartoons? Like, are you, like, do you know what I mean? Because if you get back into Star Wars, you start watching the films and stuff, but. I don't know if the He-Man content's going to live up to
it. Won't
your expectations?
It's a rough watch.
It's a rough watch.
2000 and X will, like, it's an excellent underrated cartoon, but Kevin Smith bizarrely is going to continue the 80s cartoon that none of us remember how it. Like, I like how it was like we're going to pick it up where it left off. I don't know anyone that goes, I've been waiting to see what happened next.
We talked about that. I went to the Wikipedia and got the synopsis of the last episode, and was just like, "This means nothing," and there is no reason why this needs to be picked up.
They're going to call back to when Cringer learnt that lesson.
Yeah, remember that time He-Man told you to cross the road and look both ways?
Catherine, were you He-Man or She-Ra? Did that grab you at all?
She-Ra, Princess of Power.
Right on.
Did you have stuff? Did you have figures?
No. My Barbies always substituted.
Are you going to get those Star Wars Barbies that are coming out? They're expensive.
Yeah, because they're 100 US, so it's like 100
8,000 Australian dollars.
Forces of Destiny dolls are far superior to those Barbies. I know Forces of Destiny didn't quite take off as much as they want them, but I got a bunch of those for Olive, and she loves those. They are great size, robust, really. Like, I haven't opened. Have you opened the Luke yet?
No, keep them in box.
The
like
Luke on Bespin Forces of Destiny doll, which I never saw anywhere in Australia or anywhere, and turned up on catch.com.au for $20 with a little Yoda. I'm like, got to get that.
Did you get the Wicket still?
No, I don't. I would love the little
Hot Toys Wicket. Does that get you into the Hot Toys?
No,
I've got the Wicket. I could probably steal the Wicket from Olive and send it to you if you really wanted it.
Doesn't it come in a double pack with?
No, I think you can get him on his own.
Yeah, the
Wicket
comes with Leia in camouflage in the Endor outfit.
Because I've got
a Hoth Leia, Endor Leia with Wicket, Ray.
Have you BB-8. Cracked into Hot Toys, Josh?
Nah, that is a place I cannot.
Because I had the horror of my wife. Like, I set my Star Wars cabinet, I reset it, it was looking all nice, and Jude's just standing there, and she starts going, "So are those Hot Toys figures $400 a piece?" And I'm like, "Why? You know, 400?" Yeah, no, like what? Like what are you talking about? She's counting them and doing the calculations. I'm going, you know, if I die, it's going to do okay for you. And that sort of settled her a little bit because she knows I'm a foot out the door already.
Well, that's I think the meme, like, joke of, like, if I die, I hope my wife doesn't sell my toys for what I told her I paid for them.
Well, I've told Jude, I've got certain friends where she knows to turn to for advice on what to sell them for.
God, you're really, like, doing a lot of planning for your death.
Steele, look at me. Like, if there's anybody, like, if we had the class yearbook of Star Wars podcasters and geek podcasters, most likely to OD on alcohol and or booze, Chris Fresh will be where
is
I'm
that,
at.
Is that something that goes on? There's a
Star it's the wrestler. I blame wrestling.
Star Wars podcast at Deathpool.
Like, you follow wrestling, Steel. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people live long lives. And I want to see if that extends to Australia. Like, Julian James and I will be the ones that test that.
But you could be like Jake the Snake. Just
he just goes forever.
Just can't be stopped. Yeah.
No, that'll be Jules. For sure. Like, he will live, that man will live forever. He's a golden god.
Live forever in our heart.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So I can tell you that much.
But are you... Like, where are you at? Are you amped for Mandalorian? Are you amped for Rise of Skywalker? Because we miss you here. Yeah. Like, you were our heartbeat of Star Wars in Australia.
I sort of haven't had time to soak it up and be excited. I hope when I get home, because now Harrison's in daycare, so I've got my days back. And then, so then I can get my work done and then be more, like, have time to breathe and enjoy... Mm. Like, with the trailer about to come out, and, you know, everyone was saying it was going to be this Monday, but for me, like, oh, yeah, I can't bring it out. And I'm like, oh, if you could just make it in a few weeks' time, that would really suit me. I might be, like, caught up.
I don't want to be on a plane when it comes out.
No, like, I just want to have time to enjoy it and sort of... I've had so many, like, real-world things to... you know, keep up on and get done that I haven't been able to, soak up all that stuff. Because I think when I started doing the podcast, it was all sort of downhill as far as getting stuff done, because I started it because Jackie was overseas, living overseas. So I was just in the house by myself.
Mm.
So it was sort of out of loneliness, so like, oh, just I'll Skype people and talk about stuff.
I feel like giving you a cuddle as you say that.
But like, people would say, oh, how you? You so much content. And I'm like, yeah, I've got
nothing but free time.
Yeah, it's just me and the cat. Like,
I was going to say, if you're lonely, there's some websites I can recommend.
But I remember when you were on my podcast, it was before Harrison was born, and we were just talking about time and stuff, and you're like, oh, you know, getting ready and excited, and I said, look, I know you think you'll be able to get stuff in. But I'm telling you, don't be surprised if everything just shuts down, because it's just the absolute drag on your time. Even when you think you've got time, you don't have time.
No, and people go, oh, you can kiss this goodbye. Like, you know, people sort of like jokingly be negative. And it's like, yeah, sure, I'll be okay. And it's like, no, there's times when I say to Jackie, when Harrison's just like playing in his little pen by himself, I'm like, oh, this is what I thought he'd be like 8 hours a day. I just thought you'd put him in his pen and, you know, you have to change his nappy and feed him. But I just thought he'd just be in there with his toys and just like, la, 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 la. And then, like, once, like, Jackie went back to work and I was doing it, I was like, it's not...
No.
Hands-on.
I was sold a lie.
It's literal hands-on, yeah.
So
no, I didn't sell you a lie at all. I told you the damn truth.
Oh, yeah, but, society sold me a lie.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so I just want to have time to enjoy it and not be in such a rush. So I would... Hopefully, Tuco's not going to... or Trico, whatever he's
Trico. We're in Australia. We have no idea who this dude is. Like, it could be Terry Bradshaw. Steve McMichael. I'd like Mongo to introduce the trailer.
It'll be on YouTube, you know, the next second anyway. Well,
yeah.
You know.
Like, we don't miss out here. So it will be Tuesday here. Josh, what's your instinct? Are we going to get it on Tuesday the 14th? Is it the 21st?
I just have to pause. Everyone, I'm sure this is coming over the speaker, but...
Oh, Dempsey.
Dempsey, who does the... the Steel Wars theme song, we're now voiding his copyright on podcast. So,
see you in court, Dempsey.
I saw him play that not that long ago, but it was excellent, as always.
Nice. Did he play the Steel Wars theme song?
No, he did not. But they used... I did a little mashup of one of their songs to the throne room scene just as a little joke and tagged them in it. And then on May the 4th, they took the video and put it on their social media. So thanks, guys.
Oh,
I don't know if that was Paul personally or not, but I just remember seeing it at all the Knox screenings going, I should say hi and introduce myself, but I'm too nervous. Where's Steele? Maybe he can introduce me next time. So we'll see. If the Christmas screening happens, I might have to hit you up for that. But
so for all this Dempsey talk, do you know who Jules and I want our hands on? Gillies. Give us Gillies.
Gillies.
Oh, Ben Silverchair.
Gillies. Oh, I love Ben Gillies. I saw him at the at your Steel Wars podcast, and I love his wife too. No, she's great. I watched her on the TV show, but oh, how can you not love Gillies Silverchair? Yes,
well, it was one of the powerhouse. I've been a bit introspective lately, thinking about all my Star Wars adventures that I've had, and just some of the bizarre situations I've been in. One of the weirdest things was, you know, the whole Force Awakens, the build up to that was just, you know, unbelievable. And it was such this like those seconds where it was just about to start. It was just like, oh my God, this is it. We've waited all year. Yeah. And I spent the bigger part of the opening crawl trying to wave down Gillies to get any, because he's walking around at the front of the cinema. And do you know what I mean? Like 6 months ago, I didn't know him. And I'm just like, why? How did it end up that this film I've waited like 17 years
it's
to go
about
see,
to get ruined by
I'm
Gillies
now chasing some dude from Silverchair around it, like a
you having
cinema.
Your own like Spinal Tap moment where you're like walking out the front trying to piece.
Oh, that was his Spinal Tap moment. I was one of the security guards.
I think I remember that, like looking, because I was at right the front for the Force Awakens screening, and then looking around.
Not
and
that
like,
that burns Chapman at all. Like, is there ever a podcast where Josh Chapman doesn't mention that at the Force Awakens he was placed at the front of the cinemas?
Oh wow! If there's ever been a connoisseur of passive aggressive premiere comments, you're the man, Chris Fresh.
Hey, we grill a podcast about the live Steel Wars just to beat him out, but I'm actually going to miss you not being here, buddy, for the premiere. It won't be the same without you.
Well, I am going to check the flights.
Mm.
Check the flight costs.
Because as much as on Geek Dudes we used to love ribbing the Colonel, although I'm not sure he enjoyed the ribs, we used to love ribbing him about his premieres. The best thing that it did was it filled a gap that was somehow missed, I think, because you have Star Walking, which is an awesome Star Wars fan club, but a lot of people perhaps felt it was a bit of a boys' club and didn't know how to get in. And what Steel did was open up that realm of going, hey, there's a fan club over here. You enjoy listening to my podcast. Let's all get together because we really love Star Wars. And what I'm hoping for, that one last shot, we get our Hugh Fleming poster. We get to enjoy the premiere. And as one for this sequel trilogy, we all get to enjoy the movie one last time.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's definitely listeners and fans, friends of ours, interstate, who are like, if the show comes on, we'll come down. If the Steel War show is on, so
Turbo and Frost Turbo are too good to come down if there's no Steel.
But no pressure or anything. Either way, we'll go. We'll have a good time. But
yeah, and
it's
look,
there is a trilogy. It is the end of the Skywalker.
As much as he'll be uncomfortable about me complimenting him, although he'll love it, legitimately...
Oh, I'm more comfortable with that than you dissing me.
The thing what I do love about the Colonel and Steel Wars in particular is, if you follow it...
My name's the Colonel, everyone.
Kern. What I love about Kern is...
Big Kern.
Wait, I want you guys to do a little sub-podcast now just to explain to the listener why I'm the Colonel.
Okay, so as I was about to compliment you, too bad now. So Jules and I one night were texting each other about Steel for whatever reason, and Jules sent me a message going, Steel Sanders.
But it auto-corrected it. Just as I went to send it, it changed Saunders to Sanders.
And I said, it's not like Steve Sanders from Beverly Hills 90210. It's Steel Saunders, and he goes, what? Colonel Saunders from KFC, and I go, no, that's Colonel Sanders, you idiot.
Saying the classics, after that, we were off to the races.
And for those that, wait, some deep, meaningful thing, it was two giggling idiots. in the middle of the night that decided that he's going to be the colonel. But the best thing about Steel Wars for me personally that I've said is, and not to blow smoke up the colonel's ass because I hate doing that, is legit through Star Wars spelt out through Blue Harvest, Rogue One, The Bad Motivators, that geek pod. Like, there's been so many awesome podcasts that we've become friends that when I went to...
Canto Bite Dispatch.
Yeah, oh, Canto. Oh, heaven forbid I forget Emily Lind. Is I was able to go to a Star Wars event at Acme, not really know Catherine, and go, hey, Catherine, can I sit next to you at this thing because I don't know anyone? And she said, absolutely. And the most antisocial human being on Earth actually had a buddy to sit next to at that thing. Like, that's something, that's your legacy of this country, Colonel, as you've turned your back on us and gone Hollywood, is you have created a community where Josh Chapman can walk into Star Wars Celebration and everybody's wearing his beanie and he becomes one of the most known podcasters of Celebration.
Hey, Chapman, mate, let's, before you get too cocky, let's see how many people wear your beanie in Anaheim.
40 degree weather. Yeah, exactly.
See, I said he should have done the bum bag just from the wrestling perspective. Everybody wants a bum bag.
The only people who want one next time is people who didn't get one last time. Yeah. So
bum bag would be a good convention product, actually.
Yeah, well, although the one of the very last beanies did go to you at Wrestle Rock on May the 4th.
It did, and I put it on.
Put it on and then started ranting about Star Wars spelt out and people just looking, going like, and I had two mates of mine there going, who is that guy and why is he ranting about your podcast wearing your beanie? Wearing your
That's
beanie.
What Chris Rush does. I'm looking to use myself in the third person.
As far as bringing people together and weird things, the thought that, like, Catherine used to come to the Green Guide Letters podcast, yeah, and... sort
all
of,
by my loins.
Yeah, by yourself, sit up the front. And the fact that I am now, like, at lunch with Catherine, a lovely, very, at the time, she's coming out of her shell now, you can't shut her up.
She's the best.
podcast listener from Green Guide Letters, and then with Julian James, this...
Croc God.
Like, I used to go watch him on Monday nights or Tuesday nights at the casino... And like,
no, stop. You watched me.
No, I watched Julian. I remember The Shine and they, it was like, they come out. So it was like, I remember like, and fresh Chris, but like.
He was there too.
But like when, and this is funny because you always like, remember when you see Clint from Something for Kate, at the premiere at, for The Force Awakens, I can't remember who said it to each, if it was he that started it or me, but we're like, the guy from The Shine's here. This is awesome.
In a tuxedo t-shirt. And now I'm online dating Emily Lind. So it has all just...
The problem is that when your wife leaves you, Chris, there's just a paper trail of audio and text and video and stuff that in court is just going to... You're going to get taken to the cleaners, mate.
She's tried that a few times, buddy. Like, she can have the hot toys. It's all good. As long as I have Emily, we'll be fine.
So I guess, because you guys have to go soon,
yep,
it's the conclusion of the trilogy. Maybe this is a good way to wrap up. Is what do you want? Like, what's one thing you want out of the finale? Like, what's one sort of moment or vibe or just what's your?
So I've been hesitant.
Your core hope and
I've been hesitant to put my want on it because I'm very much, I'm along for the ride and what they give me, I'm cool with. That's the beauty of Star Wars. But just one still, let's give us Hayden. Like, I feel the prequels cop such a bum rap and we've all come around to the point of, you know, Hayden Christensen, he's not that bad. I would pop Hughes, to use wrestling vernacular, if we had Hayden Christensen, Anakin Skywalker just appear. I don't think we're going to get it. It's a bit like you with the Ignite the Green of, like, I would love Hayden Christensen just one more time. Just for him, even. Like, I would feel good of, like, because JJ's talked about bringing all the trilogies together. I would love that moment. I'm willing to, like, but I'm not married to the moment. You know, whatever they give us, they give us. But I would love Hayden one more time. Julie, baby. Do you have any wants?
Do I want? What do I want?
From Star Wars.
Oh, in a Star Wars movie?
Out of the conclusion of the whole saga,
Yeah, I've just been enjoying going on the ride with these new movies. Like, I haven't gone in with any expectations or specific wants. I've just enjoyed it all, taken it back, and just being that kid who's just grateful to have Star Wars on the big screen again. I remember going to Return of the Jedi and thinking, oh, that's it. So I'm still of that generation that's just going, oh, it's cool that we go to get see Star Wars on the big screen. So I'm just happy. I'm sure it's going to be good, and I'm sure there's going to be the fans who are going to be pissy and moany afterwards, but I'm just happy and enjoying the ride.
The best steal, what I loved in The Last Jedi, when Luke and Leia touched, and Jules touched me and said, have you got goosebumps? I was like, it was a romantic moment of like, this is just incredible.
That's a very reserved want for a man that once told a national news broadcasting service that Hulk Hogan body slammed a 10,000 pound Andre the Giant or something.
And Andre died 3 days after that slam.
It was a big one.
Trademark.
Do you ever want?
I mean, for me, yeah. I mean, I would love to see Hayden come back. I mean, if you think about the Star Wars saga, the Skywalker saga, it started with Anakin. It'd be great to see him come back and sort of end it with Anakin in some way. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, and, you know, it's not the end of the world, but it is, you know, one of those things, so, you know, I'd love to see. But, yeah, very open to see what will happen, you know, how it all concludes with the whole Skywalker family, the saga, and how it's going to wrap up in a neat little package.
Nice. Chapo?
I'm putting my money on a theory I've been running for a while, which is around R2. I think R2 is the key to episode 9.
Oh.
So I think he's the guy who's been through the whole thing. He's the keeper of the secrets. He's the guy who's seen it all. So my theory
he
is...
He keeps too many secrets.
Well, this is your chance for them to go, hey, we need some info. Hey, that little droid over in the corner, he's been quietly watching things go on for a while.
Like, he knew it was his sister. Yeah. Like, quell it then. Like,
I'm going to see how this plays out.
Yeah, he's just like... Don't go messing with the country boy. Like, it's just...
Yeah, so I think R2 is going to have a big role to play in this. I think he'll have some sort of pivotal connecting it all back to 6, apparently. So much... I kind of thought they'd lean really heavily on A New Hope for imagery, but it seems like Jedi seems to be... Return of the Jedi seems the one they're pulling a lot of...
What's you know,
Death
one?
Star and Palpatine and all that kind of stuff as well. But, yeah, I think R2's got a big role to play. So I want to see some good R2 action.
Can I change my answer to Chapo's as
yeah,
well?
You Thank you. You can.
That's a lot more deeper than what I wear.
I've been talking about it for a year and a half, so, you know.
What about you, Catherine?
I don't want it to end. I don't want it to conclude in a way that feels final. I want it to, yeah, conclude, but that gives us hope that in 5 to 10 years' time, we'll be back.
Can you have a Star Walker? Can you have a Skywalker saga end with a Skywalker alive at the end of it? Do all the Skywalkers have to be gone at the end of this movie for it to be an end?
No. Don't make me part with them.
Yeah, Chapman almost just made Catherine cry. That was
sorry, Catherine.
Horrific. What about you, Jonesy?
I want Yub Nub.
Oh, some Ewok action. I want, and you guys might be able to elaborate on this more, I want the run-in. I want everything to be lost. I want the heroes are in so much trouble. It's this is it. The bad guys have won.
You want a big pull-apart at the end?
And then I want the fleet to turn up, and I want... like Mon Cals, I want Ewoks, I want Gunga. I want that the thing where it's all lost, and then everyone comes to save the day.
And then you want Tony to Schiavone to say, "We're out of time, folks. We'll see you next week."
No, no, out of time. But explain the run-in.
As Avengers, okay.
For the non-wrestling.
So
fan.
For the non-wrestling fan, the run-in is the bad guys are on top. You think that your night's going to end terribly, like the villains have won, and then those good guys, the ones that you love and support, sometimes unlikely alliances come yes. in to save the day, to run off evil and save the day. And do you know what I love about Steel saying that? Is that's what we need to get back to with Star Wars, is forget the cynicism, because we all sit here sometimes and going, we want new, we want different, this is fan service. Like, fan service is a bad term. It's not a bad term. Like, if it makes us as adults sit there, feel like children, and go, this is an incredible moment. I can't believe the ridiculousness of what I'm seeing on the screen. What I'm asking you is that so bad? Like, it's not, like, it might not be the most clever thing they could do, but not everything has to be a twist. Save that for your Game of Thrones.
Especially for your final chapter.
Yeah,
well.
Like, give us a bit of fan service. Make us feel like we were children watching Return of the Jedi. Make Steel feel like Luke Skywalker's doing a backflip and catching a lightsaber. Like, give us that emotion, and we've won. We're winners.
How cool was it when Red Leader and Gold Leader turned up in Rogue One?
Mm.
Like, I cried in the cinema. It was so good.
That's weird because, like, people talk about Rogue One, like, fan service, and people going, oh, you know, Ponda Barber, Dr. Evazan, oh, so on the nose. And then when Gold Leader and Red Leader came in, everyone was like, brilliant. It just worked.
Yeah, but all that stuff, it's like, it's taste. Like, in some people, like, some fan service, if it applies, like, if they're into it, it's like, yeah, and then it's, like, it's just sort of, like, that's like.
So you want to see sort of the Avengers assemble it? Kind of.
Heaven forbid the wrestling fans are into bad taste.
Yeah, right. I am a bit envious of that. Like, I feel like that was, like, a little bit hardcore painted on, but particularly the. With all the, like, the female heroes, that seemed very, like, it just seemed very, it was sort of, like, a bit tacked on for no.
At that moment, I was, oh, look at all the women.
Yeah.
Look at all the women. But later I was going, yeah.
My counter to that would be, if my daughter Steph sees that and doesn't view it with cynicism, then it's probably done its job.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not going to lose any, like, sleep about it.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing with, you know, that the sort of outrage, angry boy culture. We're doing our rewatch in the lead up.
Mm.
And so we've watched The Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. And I watched The Phantom Menace and that sort of thing the Phantom edit told me was like, if you just changed 5 minutes of it, the story, like, the rest of, like, focus on the bits that you like. And, like, those films have got so many awesome bits in it.
Mm.
And so it's sort of like I now place less emphasis on the things I don't like. Like, it's just like, whatever. Just, like, you know, have a fun rant about it or whatever, but don't let it, like bring you down. I watched The Phantom Menace the other day and I was just like, that ripped.
With the exception of
Obi-Wan versus Darth Maul, it was so sweet.
With the exception of the Clone Wars movie, right, the cartoon movie.
I've only ever seen that once.
Yeah, but I've never walked out of a cinema not having butterflies and going, I love Star Wars. And that's what I appreciate about it. Like, it's my safe and happy place, yes. But, you know, I see so many people walking out perhaps bummed out or over-questioning things. And I just say to you a little bit, maybe you're overthinking a little bit. Mm. Tap into your inner child because it's the best feeling. Mm. You know,
Avengers, you know, like, Avengers, biggest movie ever, absolutely huge. But then, you know, Spider-Man came out 6 weeks later or 2 months later. Everybody moved on just like that. You know, what's next? This is it for 3 years for movies. Like, we're going to get TV shows, we're going to get other stories, but that's your movie, that's your saga, that's your full stop. You know, you want to, there has to be some finality to it where you sit there and you, like, that feeling you have when you say walking out Return of the Jedi or Revenge of the Sith, walking going, geez, well, that's it, it's done. You know, like, we are going to get more movies and stuff, but as far as this story goes, like, I want a conclusion to walk in and go, like, wow, what a ride.
Do you know what this makes me think? I am Chris Fresh and I do love Star Wars.
Copyright Chris Fresh.
Me too. I think we're all Chris Fresh now, aren't we?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want, run in. And also, I need a bit that when I tell someone about it, I get choked up about. Which isn't hard for me to do in the world of Star Wars. But I want, like imagine, like, if the fleet turn up, like a ragtag fleet that Lando's, like, organized, and, like, Wedge is there, and then there's, like, A-wings and Y-wings and Mon Cal cruisers and those weird, like, lumpy ships from Koth that left, and then, like, Naboo fighters, yellow.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
Like, just, like, all this stuff come
imagine
back.
Imagine a Nubian.
Catherine's already lost her. She's gone.
What do you think, Catherine?
yeah, I can't talk about it.
And then piloting, they go, Red Leader, this is Captain Cassian Andor. I didn't blow up. I got out. I'm leading the fleet. Let's take those sons of bitches down.
That's mean service.
Mean service.
But see, but that's the exact emotion and fun that Star Wars brings. That's why we love it. And let's not forget that. You know, like the reason we go out on Force Friday hoping to find a stupid toy is because we want to recapture the feeling that Star Wars has made us feel. We're fortunate that we live in a time that Star Wars has been in our lives. And let's not discredit that. Like, it's caused friendships, it's caused good feelings, it's caused excitement, and that's why I head into the Rise of Skywalker going, fuck yeah, I love Star Wars.
Yeah. It's weird because, like, Chris's, Julian's thing of, like, I'm just glad I remember not having it and I'm glad it's back. Like, it's weird that, I'm like that as well. I'm like, oh my God, you remember when there was nothing and, like, we were reading, like, source books and all this, like, goofy stuff, just anything to milk more Star Wars out of Star Wars. But then there's other people that, like, did that wait and they're resentful. Like, about the weight, yeah. Sort of thing. It's so odd. But, like, all the, you know, I get a bit drained, especially these days with, like, all the, just, like, you're taking this, like, if you don't think bombs should fall in space, it's like, but why are you so worked up? Like, this is not, it's not a real thing. Like, these are not real things. And, but then when I see Harrison turn on the saber by himself and that joy that gives me, it's just like, what do you guys, like, there's this roast meal in front of you and you're chewing on the plate. Like, what are you doing? Like,
I think people forget, Steel, that it's a galaxy far, far away, and that's where we're traveling to every time we watch it.
Long time ago.
Yeah, and just forget everything else. Like, you know, they've proven scientifically that a lightsaber doesn't work because you can't regulate the blade because it wouldn't stop at an ideal length, right? If you're viewing Star Wars through those goggles, you're doing Star Wars wrong.
I love those articles about why scientists say lightsabers wouldn't work. No
That's yeah, I know. Awesome. Like, exactly. Like, and that's what this
Let's
is.
Let's talk about kryptonite.
It's classic escapism. It's suspension of disbelief. And if you're going into Star Wars looking for real-world sensibilities, you're doing Star Wars wrong. It is my escape. I love it for that. I'll be forever grateful Star Wars has made my life better. Through watching it, through collecting it, through listening to podcasts about it. Like, it is the best. And I think we should all be, as I like to call myself, the Stimpy of Star Wars.
We should all hug right now.
Well, we should. Like, we should all embrace each other. But it's, like, this isn't a bad thing. This is nothing to be worked up about. Let's just enjoy.
If you're listening to this, you know, on public transport or whatever, and for very old-time Steel Saunders listeners on the Hertz Bridge line, just hug the person next to you right now. Don't tell them why. They probably don't even know what Star Wars is, but just give them a hug. Mm. But, well, thanks, you guys. Awesome catch-up. Had a great time. Let's run around and get in some cheap pops, some cheap plugs for where content can be consumed or tweets can be liked.
I am Chris Fresh, and you can dislike my tweets at Chris Fresh. And I host a little podcast called the Geek Dudes Podcast at Geek Dudes. It's always a good time. Jules?
We'll be Wrestle Rock Friday, the 13th of December. Is that what we're doing?
It is. A very Wrestle Rock Christmas.
A very Wrestle Rock Christmas. Tickets on sale now. Colonel, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're probably one of the few guests we've had on the podcast that has been abused by Ric Flair. So
yes. Well, I was going to close with that line and say to you, Colonel, remember, you've never stepped foot in that ring a day in your life.
I know I didn't say as much, being a quiet one, but I just enjoy the conversations and listening to you, and, you know, with the podcast and stuff. So I guess to plug my stuff, I do the podcast called Trial by Stone, the Dark Crystal podcast. So it's just on Apple iTunes or Stitcher or Podbean, or you just visit the website at darkcrystalpodcast.com. So
you got darkcrystalpodcast.com?
DarkCrystalPodcast.com, yeah.
Good branding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's all about the branding.
Nice.
And the content. Yes. Hashtag content.
Worked out much better than the guy who got ConstableZuvio.com or something like that. You can find my stuff at StarWarsSpeltOut.com. We just had King Tom on the podcast, so why wouldn't you download that?
Exactly.
And it was for free. He's not behind a paywall. So.
Oh!
Which you normally do on the podcast.
Oh, wow. The knife twists. Catherine, do you have a much more upbeat plug?
Well, that geek pod, what I'm on, it's on a bit of a hiatus while I sort out technical issues, i.e. I have no microphones. So, you know, slight issue.
No podcast's ever really gone.
Yeah.
they are.
Yeah, I'm also on Twitter at Catherine_Neen. Sorry, everyone, I didn't get on Twitter fast enough. I know. Still shaking his head at me, very disappointed.
Catherine_Neen.com. It just doesn't have the same ring. Just having the same ring.
And well, for all your nostalgia needs, Hey Hey, It's the Podcast. Oh. Hey Hey Pod. Lots of 90s references and Job Warehouse jokes.
And and Keeping Up with the Joneses.
No one cares about that.
Oh, like Georgie and Jonesy can be heard on Keeping Up with the Joneses, where they adorably are recapping Star Wars movies that Lady J has not seen. And I actually enjoy Keeping Up with the Joneses. I love hearing a new perspective of somebody who hasn't seen Star Wars and they're experiencing it for the first time. So unlike this dunce, please go check out that podcast. It's a good time.
If you want to hear the love of my life say the C word a lot?
Wow. That's a plug. Well, thanks you guys. It's been awesome catching up with everyone, and I think my life would have settled by now. Once this is up and I'm back in America, and I'm amped to power through with the content up until the conclusion of this great Skywalker saga. Wow. And may that force be with you.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.